Nearly 15,000 Egyptians have fled Libya following the slaughter of 21 Coptic Christians by ISIL Takfiri terrorists there. Egypt state media say that they flocked home via the border crossing at Saloum in northwest Egypt. Many Egyptians are also now waiting on both Egyptian and Tunisian sides of the border, hoping to cross either of the two neighboring countries. Egyptian and Libyan warplanes have hit several ISIL targets inside Libya last week after the release of the gruesome video by the terrorist group. Cairo has since urged hundreds of thousands of Egyptians working in Libya to leave. It has also chartered planes to fly many of them back home. Let's discuss the situation a bit further. We're being joined by a director of the Institute for Historical Review, Mark Weber, via Skype from California. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, thousands of Egyptians are fleeing Libya. There is no functioning government in the country. Most European countries have closed down their embassies there, and now there's a threat of ISIL. How do you interpret the situation as it's fostering specifically at the doorstep or backyard of Europe?
Yes. Well, the flight of 15,000 Egyptians from Libya following the slaughter of Coptic Christians by the ISIL terrorists should serve to remind us once again of the terrible, long-term, and often unintended consequences of military intervention in recent years by the United States and other countries in the region, and the lack, often with these interventions, of any positive, long-term vision or strategy or of any accountability. War sets into motion forces that no one can really control. And there was no ISIL threat, no terrorism from this terrible organization before the United States intervention in the region in 2003, and then, of course, in Libya by the United States and other countries in 2011. Very often, when the United States becomes involved, it thinks it's, or at least it claims it's dealing with some immediate problem, Gaddafi in Libya or so forth, or Saddam Hussein, without any a long-term vision of just how the long-term terrible consequences that we're seeing now in Libya and throughout the region as a long-term result of the military intervention by the United States and other countries.
But it's a vicious cycle, isn't it? Because whenever a problem like, for example, Gaddafi arises, the U.S. responds militarily, then a worse problem arises like the ISIL, etc., and the U.S. again responds militarily.
Right. That's why it should really try to remind Americans particularly, but other people, to change radically U.S. policy in the region. It should cooperate with other countries in the region in a honest way, above all with Iran, with Syria, rather than looking at these problems in terms of good guys, bad guys, without any really in-depth understanding of the larger forces at motion. But you're making a very good point. Every time the United States intervenes, it causes greater problems, and then this is at least a pretext by politicians and much of the media in America to say the United States should again become involved, which further exacerbates the problem.
Well, is it, in your opinion, a bit too late to work with neighboring countries for a diplomatic resolution of these problems, considering countries like Egypt, like the UAE, are also taking the military route?
Yes, that's a problem as well. I'm looking at it above all from an American perspective. What should be the policy of the United States? And what's really needed, I think, is a complete recalibration of the priorities and the focus of U.S. policy in the Middle East, which has had such a dismal record for so long. And, of course, that doesn't address the response by other countries in the region. But above all, from the United States, there should be a real reevaluation, a fundamental reevaluation of America's role in the region.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That was Director of the Institute for Historical Review, Mark Weber, joining us from California via Skype. Mr. Weber, it's always a pleasure talking to you on Press TV.